special of the month.
Interview one.
It is called the sarcophagus, and it is almost certainly the most dangerous building in the world. Literally, the word means crypt or tomb. In this case, a steel and concrete encasement constructed over the ruins of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant following the worst nuclear accident in history. But the term sarcophagus is misleading. What's buried in this tomb we discovered last December is not only very much alive, but still dangerous enough to demand the attention of science for perhaps as long as man is on the planet. If you think the Chernobyl disaster is history, come with us to the Forbidden Zone. It's a 20-mile stretch of no man's land. No one lives here anymore. The people who did were evacuated, and the radiation levels are too high for them to ever come back. At the center of the Forbidden Zone, ground zero, is the sarcophagus, a 24-story monument to one horrible mistake.
It was never intended to be anything more than a stopgap measure, a temporary solution to a problem that generations of Ukrainians would have to deal with. That's because inside the sarcophagus, amidst the twisted steel and broken concrete, there's still 180 tons of melted nuclear fuel that will be deadly for hundreds of thousands of years.